This goes to Dr. Stebbelton, Stebelton, fax 989-775-1640, regarding Clyde, middle initial J, Crequ, C-R-E-Q-U-E. Date of birth, January 22nd of 1943. Dear Dr. Stebbelton, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Crequ with diabetic nephropathy, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and gross proteinuria. His last visit was July 22nd of 2024. He has lost 13 pounds since his last visit, and he's actively trying to lose weight. He states that he has diabetic gastroparesis, so often he can't eat much without feeling excessively full, so he's not eating as much as he used to. He has been having some trouble getting his Toujeo insulin, so his blood sugars have been higher than they should be when he is unable to get the long-acting insulin. He does have the Apidra insulin. No recent hospitalizations, but he did have his left total knee replacement revised and replaced since his last visit. And he states it's doing well. The majority of the weight was lost while he was hospitalized, he states. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No, he does alternate constipation with diarrhea without blood or melena. Urine is clear, although he has chronic urinary incontinence and wears protection. No cloudiness or blood. He does have some minimal edema of the lower extremities that is stable. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea, and he does ambulate with two canes. Medications, medication list is reviewed. Since his last visit, he started Myrbetriq, M-Y-R-B-E-T-R-I-Q, 50 milligram daily, and F, like Frank, E, B, like boy, U, X, O, S, T, A, T, 80 milligrams once a day, and Atrovent nasal spray, two sprays to each nostril twice a day since his last visit. Also, albuterol inhaler as a rescue inhaler. Physical exam, weight 249 pounds, pulse is 67, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff 130 over 70. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs have a prolonged expiratory phase throughout with end expiratory wheezes. Heart is regular today, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, soft, no ascites. And he has a trace of ankle edema, or 1+ ankle edema bilaterally. He does have bilateral AFOs on today, as usual. And labs, most recent lab studies were done December 23rd, 2024. Creatinine 1.37, estimated GFR is 52, albumin 4.4, calcium 10.1, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.5, intact parathyroid hormone is 160.2, urine protein to creatinine ratio is markedly better after lisinopril was increased from 20 milligram to 40 milligram daily. It went from 8.1 ratio to 3.61, so more than half of level of protein had decreased since the medication was increased. His hemoglobin is 14.3, normal white count, normal platelets, and he also had a kidney ultrasound and bladder ultrasound, and that was done 11:30 of 24, slightly larger than normal kidneys. Right is 13.6, left is 13.1, and the bladder was unremarkable but poorly distended. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with fluctuating creatinine levels. And the creatinine's probably higher since the lisinopril was increased within the last 6 months due to the gross proteinuria. And 2, gross proteinuria, which is markedly improved with the increased lisinopril dose. 3, diabetic nephropathy. He's struggling to control his sugar. And 4, hypertension, currently well controlled. The patient will continue to have labs done every 3 months for this practice, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.